that. Jolly, ladies and gentlemen, in his red coat and brass buttons. Jolly, stepping out of thousands of store windows and towers all over the country to introduce the Philip Morris Theater.
Everywhere. It's Sagebrush Roundup time once again, brought to you with the good wishes of the folks who make those really swell cigarettes, Philip Morris. Come on, boys, crack up the band. Hey! Well, what do you know? What do you know, friend? Here we are for another one of those Sagebrush Roundup parties. All the gang are here, you betcha, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So, what do you say, Trailblazers? Step up here, front and center, and let's have a little bit of Roll Along Georgia.
Come right away from here. Come right away from here. Darkness.
Mighty fine singing you too, Earl. Well, friends, here comes a good friend of yours, the boy who's just a little bit bashful. But we're going to get him up here to sing a swell song about those West Virginia hills. Yes, sir, the land of the hills. Eli Haney, sing Land of the Hills for us, will you, boy?
Far away, there's a land I know. Someday back there I'll go. Back to the home of the rocks and rills. Back to the land of the hills. The breeze through the trees need to whisper to me, come to the land of the hills. Clouds floating high, all ye and I, back to the land of the hills. Birds in the trees are building their nest. In the land of the hills, there's contentment and rest. Eyes of blue are calling you, come to the land calls the
beautiful as ever. Thank you, my boy. Thank you. Say, friends, here comes a young fellow who is always welcome. Little Sammy Manzi and that accordion is just about twice as big as Sammy. Sammy, get up here, will you, boy? And how about a little bit of a Rancho Grande, huh? Up in the bellows there, but I guess he's going to make it all right. Well, say, has anybody seen Gertrude Miller around here? Well,
here she comes.
Bless her heart. Gertrude, how are you tonight?
Just fine, huh?
Just fine, huh? And how about one of those fine songs you do?
Sweet Kitty Wells.
Sweet Kitty Wells, made to order, boys. Help, will you?
Down my head, is silent in
comes up to Rufus Friend, and is he in a huff, as usual.
I know you
now,
didn't.
Wait a minute.
I don't even want you to argue with me, Howard. I don't want
you. Rufus, come in.
Well,
here,
just come on.
This house. What's
well,
the matter of
it? Anytime, every time I think of it, it makes me so mad I don't know what to do. I ain't never had nothing happen to me like that in all my put together.
Well, now, wait a minute, Uncle Rufus. Tell us what happened.
Oh, it makes me so mad every time I think
now,
of it.
Now, wait a minute. What happened, Uncle Rufus?
Well, it does make me mad. I'll tell you that. Yes, sir. You know what happened?
No, I don't.
I was standing out there minding my own business, and what do you think happened to me?
Well, I don't know.
A man come up and hitched his horse to me.
Oh! Oh, listen, Uncle Rufus, that's a terrible thing.
Well, I know
he's
it
sorry.
Is.
He's sorry.
You reckon he is?
Why, certainly. You couldn't mistake you for a Hitson Post boy with that beautiful tie on.
Oh, look at
that. Hey, boys, look at that.
Oh, just don't talk to me like that. You make me feel full of laughter or something like that.
Well, listen, Uncle Rufus, you do look very good tonight.
Thank you, Howard.
I suppose the widow is coming to the party.
Well, she has a whole lot to do with me all dressed up like I am.
I see.
She's a sweet thing.
Cut it out, Uncle Rufus.
You know one thing, Howard. Every time you talk about it, it kind of makes me heart pit-a-pat.
Well, now, don't let it run away with you, Uncle Rufus. Say, what about the big party you had the other night?
Did you hear about that party?
I did. I understand the widow had a very successful party. Everybody was there.
Everybody, including me.
Uh-huh. Played games and everything.
Oh, yes, you have to play games. Howard, let me tell you something. Come here. Look here. Every time I think of it, I want to die for some reason. Yes, sir, we played some kissing games, Howard.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we did.
Uncle Rufus.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, well, you know what happened, Howard?
No, I don't.
We played a kissing game about spinning the bottle. Did you ever spin the bottle and play the kissing game?
No, explain it to us, would you?
Well, if I can keep them laughing, it was a fine game, though.
Fine game, mm-hmm.
Well, you know what it is? You all sit around in a circle on the floor.
In a circle on the floor?
Of course, I was sitting on the floor.
You want to?
And the widow was down. The widow was on the floor, too.
Oh, boy.
She sure is a sweet thing, Howard.
How did you play the game?
Well, so we were sitting there, and everybody sits in a ring, and then you get a bottle. You get a bottle,
that's
and
right.
You spin the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one the bottle stops in front of, they either have to kiss you or give you a nickel.
Oh, say, that sounds like a lot of fun. Kiss you or give you a nickel.
Kiss you or give you a nickel. Well, Howard?
Yes, Uncle Ruth?
I made $2.60. But, Howard, you know one thing. We did have another kissing game, too. I love these kissing games.
Oh, I can understand, Uncle
Rufus. Especially when the widow's around.
Yes, when the widow's around.
Sure.
Well, how did you play the other game?
Well, the other game, I'll tell you what it is. We get a piece of string.
A piece of string.
And the gal gets on one end, and the fella gets on the other.
He does.
And then you start chewing.
Chewing the string.
Chewing the string, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then when you get right close together, get all the string chewed, you kiss.
Oh.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Howard.
Well, that's a dirty
game. Well, sir, Howard, the widow was on one end of the string and I was on the other.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and we started chewing.
Started chewing?
Yes, and we chewed until we couldn't chew any chewer.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And just about the time I got all the string chewed, you know what happened?
No.
The widow sneezed and I swallowed the darn string.
Well, Uncle Rufus, you stick around. We're going to have some more fun after this. But right now, we're going to turn these guitar players loose and say, Ida, sweet as apple cider sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Boys, start singing, huh? One moment, please.